Suspected terrorists have been held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for nearly 5 years. There's never been an escape. But there was an uprising this spring, which has forced military officials at Guantanamo to rethink security measures. NPR national security correspondent Jackie Northam has just returned from a visit to Guantanamo, and she has this report.
Sally! Sally!
Open! Navy Commander Chris Winter calls for a military guard to open a large metal gate leading to a sally port, a secure holding area, at the front entrance to Camp 4. Camp 4 is the medium security detention area at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Winter says unlike other camps at the base, this one has communal style living.
They can be possibly outside for up to 18 hours. You have the soccer field, the volleyball net, the basketball net, and they can pray together, eat together.
Around 150 detainees, about one-third of Guantanamo's prison population, were housed here at Camp 4. They were considered compliant with interrogators and camp rules, and so were given a bit of latitude for good behavior. That changed on May 18th. Navy Rear Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the military task force at Guantanamo, says early in the evening, guards in Camp 4 thought they saw a detainee preparing to hang himself.
When they opened the door and rushed in, the detainees had put soapy water, urine, and feces on the floor. Obviously, at this point, in hindsight, the attempted suicide was simply a ruse to get the guards to rush in.
Harris says the guards were then ambushed by the detainees.
They had taken fluorescent light bulbs, had broken off the ends, and were using those as stabbing weapons. They had taken the cameras and were using them as bludgeoning weapons. They had taken the fans apart and used the blades of the fans as cutting weapons.
Guards were finally able to quell the violence. No one was seriously hurt. Military officials say the riot was a well-coordinated attack, but the detainees' defense lawyers say it was a spontaneous act in response to mishandling of the Quran by prison guards. Either way, this was the first and only serious riot at Guantanamo. The incident has forced officials there to reevaluate how they treat the so-called compliant detainees, says Admiral Harris.
It's helped us understand better the nature of compliance and what that means for a terrorist. Because that's in fact what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with prisoners. We're dealing with terrorists.
The riot resulted in a series of changes, including revised plans for housing the detainees in the future.
All right. We're going to be going in through one of the recreation yards.
Camp 6 is a hard-walled prison, modeled after a facility in Michigan. When construction is completed later this fall, it will be capable of holding more than 200 detainees. Initially, Camp 6 was to be a medium security prison, with communal eating and recreation areas. Not now. After the May riot, Guantanamo officials decided Camp 6 would become a maximum security prison. Navy Lieutenant Commander Eileen DeAndrea says the change is not just about architecture.
It's the way you operate a facility, that you go from a medium to a maximum security. Medium security, they would have more free rein to move about. Want a maximum security, they will not.
Guantanamo officials say they need to stay one step ahead of the detainees. For example, in Camp 1, a maximum security section that also holds compliant detainees, all faucets are being replaced because a spring in the current type can be used as a weapon. Three detainees committed suicide in Camp 1 in June, and there have been many other attempts. Now detainees who may want to kill themselves are issued anti-suicide smocks and blankets, says Commander Winter.
These are manufactured in such a way that you can't rip it or tear it and use it to hang yourself.
The potential is always there that detainees will plan more attacks in the future. Military officials say the prisoners talk to each other all day long. Some believe the May 18th riot may have been the prisoners' way of testing Admiral Harris, who took command of Guantanamo less than 2 months beforehand. His reaction has been swift, and Harris has left no doubt that privileges will have to be earned at Guantanamo. Jackie Northam, NPR News.